Coming up on TMS, Scott got a flu shot, but not the flu.
Brian drank a lot of a very different kind of shot.
Yeah, he did. There's a fly in my sub.
Ooh, canceling school over good weather.
Zombie drug finally makes its way to U.S. shores.
Gravity is still pulling you in at the box office.
Did you see what I did there with the pulling you in?
I did. Clever.
Okay. I almost said sucking you in, but that seemed wrong somehow. Yeah. Mulder and Scully still want you to see more X-Files.
I believe. Eric's app review.
Major spoilers.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
So how come you didn't invite me?
Nobody was invited. They just showed up.
Aren't you wondering why I didn't show up?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
When did you start drinking this?
Since they improved it.
Hmm. Now it's got NutraSweet.
Yeah.
It's good.
So, let's go over to Freddy's house.
Okay, but he's why I didn't show up.
Taste improved by Diet Pepsi.
I'm gonna lick it.
The Morning Stream. The
Morning Stream. Am I still here? Hello? It's like time travel. I say it here, and I hear it in the stream 5 seconds later.
Hello, microphone that's on mute. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the morning stream. Happy Columbus Day. Let's all celebrate by parking our car in a Costco parking lot and then spending 2 hours looking at big TVs you can't afford, and then go out and try to find your car as if you're on a mission to discover it, and then think you found the exact same Honda, but it's not the same Honda. It's just a lot like that Honda, and you think you found the Honda you were looking for, but really it was a whole new Honda. That's what Columbus did.
Okay, gotcha. That's what that's all about.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this?
I see where you're going.
He was supposed to find the Indian whatever hoo-ha, and he found a whole other place.
Right.
History.
Did he go? Oh, no.
Where did I park my...
Where did I park my Nina Pinta and Santa? Oh, no. Nina Pinta, the Santa.
Were those his ships?
Those were his ships.
Okay. Wait, who were the...
Oh, wait. No, those are the...
those are pilgrims.
No, right? They came on the Mayflower.
Oh. Wait a minute. Columbus
was the Nina the Pinta and the Santa Maria. 1492.
Who didn't
Columbus
land on
the ocean blue?
Plymouth Rock, and who did Plymouth Rock land on us? What was
Malcolm X.
Oh, okay, great. That brings us full circle to our history lesson complete, everybody. You ever listen to Dan, what's his name? Dan, oh crap. The historian guy. Dan Carlin.
Dan Carlin.
His hardcore history podcast. Man, if you like history, it's great. If you don't, you'll be bored out of your mind. But guy,
Dan Fielding. Yes, I listen to Dan Fielding all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Brian Dunaway, get out of the TV. Yeah, you are in the TV.
Yeah,
Dan.
What are you doing there, Brian? What are you doing, Dunhallway? It's good to see him. Is he in the chat room? What's he doing?
He's in the chat room. Yeah, he's distracting me. He's obviously not doing his work.
He's supposed to be working, isn't he? Oh, no. I bet he has it off because it's Columbus Day.
Oh, Columbus Day for him, too. Sure.
Bank holiday. Government.
We don't have it off.
Let's see. The government offices are closed. Oh, wait. They were closed already.
Well, yeah, but now we don't get any mail. That's a whole different closure.
What does it take to... So at what point would the government have to close up so tight that mail wouldn't even be delivered? Because isn't that a federal deal? That's a thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, it would take some serious closure for the mail not to get delivered because people's lives are at stake with the mail. Somebody needs a check to be able to go out and get food for their family.
Mm-hmm. Some people are waiting for that black market Canadian medication they bought.
Right. Somebody needs their copy of Encino Man delivered by Amazon.com on Blu-ray.
Right. What would they do?
They're not going to be able to chug the wheeze without hearing it in high definition.
Oh, my gosh. Think of what would happen.
He's in the juice. Sorry, not chugging the wheeze.
Sorry. Chugging the wheeze is better. I like that.
I bet he said that at one point.
That's like your weird knockoff version of that movie. Listen,
happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian friends.
Oh, that's right. That's now, isn't it, for them?
That's now. It's today.
Do they do, hey, Canadians? I know there's some of you there in the chat room.
Hey, Canadians, you don't have to be Canadian anymore.
Hey, poor. Are you guys celebrating? Do you do Halloween up there? I assume you do. Like, that's a thing you do up there, right? I mean, they're not immune to such things. I know in Europe it's way less of a thing. than it is here. Like, Halloween's a huge deal here. Okay, mm-hmm. Brad Pinol, which sounds like French-Canadian to me. That proves he's French-Canadian. I guess you guys are cool then. We like you. You're good. You can stay up there. It's fine. Not going to bug you and give you a hard time.
Oh, trick or treat. Sorry. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, hey, listen.
Sorry.
I may have a whole, I got a whole pillowcase here. If you want to just keep putting more in there, that'd be great.
Ooh, Snickers. What's that about?
Oh, look at Oh, I wonder if the casino's giving away the big candy bars this year. Yeah, good luck to our Canadian friends this Halloween. And it's good to be back. It's the morning stream, everybody. A little bit after 8 a.m. Mountain Time Zone, the only time zone that matters. And Brian, I'm here to report that on Thursday, we haven't spoken since Wednesday. Well, right? we've spoken plenty.
We have spoken,
But not on the air for this show. I got my first flu shot ever.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. You busted your flu shot cherry.
I did. I was
your viral medication cherry.
Yeah, I'm no longer a what would you call me? I'm no longer an inoculation virgin.
Right. And you've been inoculated for many other things.
That's true. That's younger. True. Vernoculation.
This is your influenza loss of your influenza virginity.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't get the flu very often, but when I do, man, you know, it'll tear you up like that one I had in 08 where it knocked me out. We talked about it last week. And I had said, well, maybe I'll go get it. And we had the dude from the military call in and go, I don't want a harsher calm, but freaking it killed me when I took one or whatever he said. Mm-hmm. And so there's been a lot of back and forth on that. I've got friends who are like, dude, don't do it. I had the worst flu of my life the day I got that shot. And I had other people say, I get a flu shot every year and I've never had the flu. And, you know, all these opinions, all these like really bad statistics from people with bad timing and coincidental sort of experience and everything. So I thought, you know what? We're going in, the whole family, all of us. It's free. We went to a local clinic. We didn't do the Walmart one. I mean, Kim looked at me and says, you really want to get a shot at Walmart? I'm like, no, I don't, since you asked. So we went to a clinic, Dr. Naylor's office, and we got a shot, and it took no time at all. The actual shot hurt not at all. The only real after effect for me was my shoulder hurt for about a day.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. The shot itself, nothing.
Yeah.
But boy, your arm aches.
Yeah, just aches. Afterwards. Like someone punched it super hard.
Yes. Yeah.
Didn't expect that exactly, but, you know, whatever. Side effect I can deal with. And no flu. I'm fine. I didn't catch nothing. No weird symptoms.
Of course not.
Should have kicked in by now, you conspiracy theorists. George Bush did 9/11. Flu shots to give you the flu. Potato
moon landing was fake.
Potato chips cause autism. Like, when are you going to stop? Calm down. Everybody just calm down. Calm down. Everything's fine. So anyway, I got my flu shot. We're all fine. We're all fine here. And I suspect, or I at least hope, that if the strain to which I'm inoculated against is at all present on an airplane or in the Anaheim Convention Center 1 month from now,
right,
a little less than that, that I will therefore be buffeted against it and not bring it home or bring it on a plane with me. So that's the goal.
I wonder if there's a shot I can get that makes my hands secrete sanitizer, like hand sanitizer.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, it would freak people out not in the know, though.
That's right. Don't worry, just rub that. It'll dry up.
Yeah. Hi, Chris Metzen. I'm Brian Nibbett. Sorry. I excreted a liquid into your hand.
I'm like Spider-Man with hand sanitizer.
That's gross.
Flu shot for me coming soon. We were going to do it this weekend also, but the doctor, the office that we would go to, ran out of the juice. You know, it's funny how every year it seems like, oh, we're out of flu shot liquid. Do they not expect that from years past when they've run out that they should maybe make more?
No, dude, that's like, I'll tell you what that's like. That's like a Chick-fil-A running out of chicken. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you go to Chick-fil-A and say, I'm here at Chick-fil-A. I'd like to order one of 100 menu items that all have chicken on them. There's no beef anywhere on any of this. I'm sorry, we're all out of chicken. What the hell are you good for then? Exactly. It seems like they should have tons. Now, we went to this place and they claim they had tons of it. They're like, oh, yeah, we're stocked. We're good. We probably won't use as much as we have. So for whatever reason, the Eagle Mountain Dr. Naylor Clinic office place got the lion's share of this year's juice, and you guys got none. So take that.
Yeah, great. Thanks a lot. Just did not make its way over the mountains.
Arvada! anyway, so we'll see what comes of this, if anything at all comes of it. But I'm hoping that I'm not one of those statistics where the strain I'm inoculated for is not the strain that everyone gets. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
Not that you'll be any more, you know, susceptible to it or whatever. But people need to just calm down. There's hard science on this, right?
Right.
And
right.
That's you'd be fine. There are more wives to inoculate in Utah. Thanks, Road
and
Warrior.
Listen, people, we know that you know, about 3-4 months from now, there'll be an all new strain of flu that mm-hmm. that you know is kind of dynamically generated by the virus, basically, that people have now that are getting blocked, that yep. are getting inoculated from.
Right.
And we'll just deal with that when it comes. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Wash your hands. Happens. Just wash your hands a lot. And don't touch your eyes. That's why I know that's a thing. Keep your hand out of your pants.
right.
Some other good advice. Can't
random flu generator. That's so true. Thank you, Lau Roman in the Tadpool.
Well, nonetheless and notwithstanding, I want to hear about your beer experience. How'd it go? This
yeah,
is a yearly so thing. We always get a little report on this.
Every year I go to the Great American Beer Fest. It's a big event here in Colorado, like 700 or 800 different kinds of beers from a couple hundred different breweries fill up the Colorado Convention Center. And it's stuff from around the world. It's a lot of local stuff. It's a lot of stuff from the Northwest, a lot of Seattle brews up there. And it's this event where you pay to go and you get a little 1 ounce glass and you take it around to all these different beer vendors and they pour a little 1 ounce shot, 1.5 ounce sometimes, of the beers you want. So, you know, they've got a few pitchers in front of you and you say, all right, let me try the porter. And then they pour you a shot of the porter. You drink that. All right, let me try the IPA. Let me try the Pilsner. You can drink, you know, you're in there for 4 hours. Start time to finish time, you're in there for 4 hours, depending on how long it takes you to get in there from the line. And that's a lot of beer to drink. You can potentially drink you can drink yourself stupid in 4 hours.
I'll bet you can. Yeah.
Yeah. I drank myself silly, but not stupid.
Good.
I did 91, by my count, I did 91 different kinds of beer. And
you had a little counter with you, right? Like a little clicker?
I had a little counter. And I tried to be really good about counting as I did the beer. But sometimes I'd leave one brewery and go to the next one and be like, oh, yeah, I had 3 at that last one. So click, click, click. And then
right.
I'd have.
Right.
So 91 ounces is not a horrible amount. It's like, what, 8 beers or something?
Well, what if you did like a breathalyzer? What would that do? Like after
I'd be. I was, you know, I was drunk. I was. I was certainly wouldn't have been legal to drive.
Right.
Nor did I drive.
Right.
Made
Tina do that, right?
No, actually, Tina went and saw roller derby. She went to roller derby with my next door neighbor. So I went with my next door neighbor Dave.
Yeah.
And while we were doing that, my wife went with his wife and my mom to the roller derby and saw.
That's
great. Saw women beating each other with into guardrails and stuff like that.
Perfect.
So yeah, it was a fun time. Was had by all.
You were drunk on beer. They were drunk on power.
That's right. Exactly.
No one was the wiser.
It's some good stuff. There's so many more fruit beers every year. You know, it seems like you start out. You know, a few years ago, it's like, all right, maybe a pumpkin lager or a blueberry wheat lager. Boy, now it's like everybody has. Their own seasonal fruit beer.
Mm.
I had a raspberry something and a bunch of pumpkin beers, a bunch of blueberry beers. Those are the two biggies. Those are the two big fruits you can use.
Yeah.
And good stuff. So now for the next 364 days, I won't drink any beer. And then back to it a year from now.
All right. Well, I look forward to next year's report, and I'm glad nobody was hurt in the process. That's fantastic.
Nobody was hurt in the process. No glasses were broken. No fights broke out.
Yeah.
So it was a good time.
Now, two things. One, a funny typo I did here, and I want to just repeat what I wrote. So Nick, on Friday, Nick or the girls went, I forgot where they went. Kim and Carter. Oh, no, I know what it was. Kim took Carter and her friends to Lagoon. It's kind of like our Six Flags, like a local amusement park kind of thing.
Yeah.
An hour and a half from here. They went to do that, and they spent all day there. And that goes from early till way late, and they didn't get home till late. So Nick and I are kind of having dude day, right? So I had a bunch of podcast stuff I had to do earlier, recorded some stuff with Tom, and got all, you know, some work out of the way. And then Nick and I went on like a junk food run because we were going to come back and watch scary movies, right?
Nice.
Totally, right. Totally fun. Totally cool. Totally looking forward to it.
You didn't let him watch either of the film sack movies, did
no,
you?
No, no, no.
Okay.
Hell
all
no.
Right.
Neither of those. He wouldn't have liked them anyway, but especially the second one, dude. Jeez. So we went and got, we went to Walmart because it was close and was just easy. And we went in there and he was kind of hungry and so was I. And we hadn't really eaten. So we're like, you know what? It's like 2 p.m. Let's go to the Subway that's in the Walmart. So you have the embedded restaurants in Walmart, sometimes a McDonald's or whatever.
It's built in.
Yeah, it's like a reporter in Iraq. It's like part of the group, but not really. It's kind of like that. So so there's this Walmart, and we go in there, and there's hardly anybody there. We're thinking, sweet. And the dudes in there, no judgment, but they seemed 12, and they both had these big hoop earrings in. What are those called? Gauges?
Oh. Right, right. The ones that go in your ear as opposed to... Yeah.
They're like... and they have a hole through there. You could put like a small cocktail wiener through.
I'm sure they do that, actually.
Probably.
Some cultures, yeah. That's what they're made for.
They leave them in there in some cultures.
It's like, oh, dude, do you have a cocktail wiener? Yep, I got one right here. Here you go.
Here you go. Stick it through there. Yeah. Thank you. So we went in there, and these guys seemed a little clueless, but fine, whatever. And I'm watching them build my thing. I'm just doing a 6-inch thing. Not going too crazy. And I'm watching him build it, and everything's kind of not stocked very well. And there's like lettuce leaves where they shouldn't be. And
oh, sure. This is not doing a good job. Onions.
Yeah, olives in the onions, which is be a great name for like a band or a documentary or something, wouldn't it? Olives in the onions. So he's in there. 6-inch thing is my stripper name, says El Bacho. So he's building my thing, and he's got all this stuff, and it's a kind of a mess and doesn't look great, but I'm looking past that and thinking, what's the worst that can happen here? I'm not going to die, you know, it's just going to be food or whatever. And I'm not doing any chicken because we know where the chicken world of chicken is right now. Don't trust chicken. So I did turkey breast, which is probably just as susceptible, but it helped me feel better. So we got a turkey breast, whatever. And so did Nick, and they're building it. And I notice a number of flies are flying around in this area. And they're both pretty good at, like, when the fly would get close to where he was building it, he would flick it away. And I'm a little bugged that he's flicking it away with the glove that he's making my food with. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, he's shooing away the fly. That's good. I don't want a fly on my food.
Yes, this is right.
So I don't know what else he could do. It seems like the right thing to do. It is fly season around here. We tend to get him around this time of year. So it is what it is. And he's shooing away these flies. Finally gets to the point, you know the part where he's rolling it up and just kind of getting ready to stick it in the bag?
Yeah, yeah.
He's rolling it up, and a fly comes, lands on the part of the wrapper that's still exposed, and I watch him roll the fly up into my sandwich.
Oh, no!
Yep. Rolled
it
right in.
Did he see it, you think?
Nope.
He didn't see it.
Nope. I don't think he saw it. He was too busy wondering why his ears weighed more than they should. I don't know. Why he looked like Shane from season 1 and 2 of Walking Dead. So he does this thing, rolls this thing up, sticks it in the bag, tells me how much. And I'm just kind of, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Do I say,
yes,
you rolled a fly up in my bag? Do right, you? Is yeah. that what you do?
You definitely say that.
I didn't say it.
As you were rolling that up, I saw a fly buzz in there. I think there's a fly actually in.
Yeah.
The wrapper with my sandwich.
I felt like I was having shock or something because I didn't say anything.
And you're watching them make your food, so it's not like they're gonna like, oh, this guy's spitting his food. Right. You know, you'll be able to see if something goes
right.
on.
They have if they're spitting my food, they have pre-spit. It happens somewhere else. So I get the bag or I get the thing. Yeah. I go over. I go, Nick, we got to go to this. So we were gonna take it home at this moment. We got to go over here to this table, and we got to see what's what.
I gotta unwrap. Right. Yeah.
So we go in there and I unwrap it, and I can't find this fly.
Oh, really?
And I'm unwrapping. I'm like, I know it was in here. I know I saw him do it.
Yeah.
It's bugging me. It's to the point that I can't even eat the sandwich now because I think it's worked its way into it.
That's right. Exactly. He's like, he's comfortably nestled between two slices of salami.
Right.
No, I didn't, made a little home.
I didn't feel bad because we had some kind of, you know, the card thing. This ended up being free.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So
punch card. Gotcha.
I threw my half away because I'm like, I don't know where that fly went. I tossed it. I couldn't. I just was not in the right mind. I couldn't deal with it. We had to get out of there. So we left. We go home. Nick opens up his. Guess what happens?
Fly in his hat.
It was his half. I thought it was mine. It was his half had the fly in it.
No.
And guess what 13-year-olds don't care about? a fly in there wrapped up.
Really?
So, oh, he just numb munched that thing down. He's fine. He didn't care.
Wow. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's even the 13 thing. I would say, how did he not inherit that from you? Like, that is a thing that, you know.
I don't know. He's not. Well,
that's something that had to be passed down.
When I was 13, I didn't care about stuff like that. I mean, like, I remember eating pizza that clearly was out more than 2 days or something. Like, when I was a kid, I didn't care. Now I'm freaked out about anything that's sitting out too long or whatever. But when I was a kid, I didn't have a problem. So yeah, anyway,
well, you know, when there it is. Those flies are really, really clean anyway. When they land on a turd, you always see them cleaning their feet and stuff. So they're very clean insects.
They're very clean.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very clean. But that day and a half they're alive, they are, if they're anything else, they are a model of cleanliness. Absolutely.
That's a bummer though that you threw out your perfectly good half sandwich.
I did. Well, the whole experience wasn't perfectly good, and that's the problem. And I don't think I want to. I've been to plenty of Subways that are run very efficiently.
Sure.
Stocked well, not limp-looking condiments. All that stuff looks fine. This place was jacked, so I'm not going there anymore. Mm. No more Walmart-embedded restaurants. That's dumb. It's a dumb idea in the first place.
You know, we've got a Subway just a few blocks from here. I am not a big Subway fan. They're okay with any sub sandwich place.
Yeah,
it all depends on the bread.
Agreed.
If you don't have, you know, who cares? The meat's always going to be pretty close to the same. Yeah, some places fresh slice like Blimpies. I miss Blimpies.
Oh, I used to have them in the malls and stuff. I love Blimpies.
They were fantastic.
Yeah.
We have a place called Mr. Good Sense here, and they fresh slice the meat. Mm. And they have really good bread. And I will make the drive an extra, you know, 20 minutes to go out to Mr. Good Sense and get a sub there because their bread is so much better than the Subway a block away from my house.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's the trick. And you're right. It is the bread. And that's why I always get it. If I do go there, it's toasted because it kind of alleviates some of the terribleness of the bread for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know why, but somehow that makes it better. So if I have my choice, I go to, who's the place that just almost cuts your mouth apart with its bread?
Not Jimmy John's.
No,
I
love
Jimmy
John's.
Jimmy John's. Yeah.
I love Jimmy John's. I could go there right now. In fact, you know what? I'm going to Jimmy John's today. That's it. I'm going.
Look at that. Nicely done.
Yep. I'm doing it. You guys have convinced me. All right.
So what's the place that almost cuts
Quiznos. Quiznos.
Oh.
Their bread is so toasted that it's like razor
blades.
You
want to know how I got these scars?
The Heath Ledger Subway place of choice.
Irony Man, thank you for that joke that I ripped off directly from his.
We are happy to give credit where credit is due. All right, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for this. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by
Same Sex Mary. They're going on a 10-day tour across all of your favorite Western states with just enough time to return to their hometown of Las Vegas, where they're going to be performing at the Life is Beautiful Festival with Beck, The Killers, and many more.
Wow.
Go to facebook.com/Same Sex Mary Band for more details.
You have a favorite, we'll talk more about that again tomorrow, but do you have a favorite Beck song?
Oh, I like New Pollution.
That one's good.
Devil's Haircut.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Devil's Haircut's where I go. If I've got to have one Beck song, that's the one.
And Sex Laws, I think I like.
Oh, Sex Laws.
Is that the name of it? Sex Laws.
Is it? Yeah, that's right. Is that right? Yeah. Also a great Futurama episode.
Really?
With Beck on there.
With Beck? Uh-huh.
Yeah, the head of Beck.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Daryl, it's good to have you here this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
Well, that's great. It's good to have you. It's his typical Monday tone. I like it. Daryl, have your eyeballs on the Pop Smile popcorn seaweed flavor, rather, which we'll get to in a minute. Why did I say seaweed? I don't know.
Seaweed flavor. You like seaweed?
So we're gonna do that in a minute. Hey, I can use seaweed on my phone, right? Isn't that a thing on my iPhone? Seaweed?
What's
here,
that?
Let's try it.
Seaweed?
Yeah.
That's how Barbara Walters gets her phone to do stuff.
Yeah. Bawa. Daryl, it's time for Star Trek trivia, and that's where we ask you a hard trivia question about Star Trek, and you answer it, and we move on. By the way, your Star Trek machine is broken. Or is it?
Oh, it's not anymore, though.
Is it fixed now? Okay. Because Jeffrey Combs is like ultimate Star Trek connection ever in that movie that we have to see next week for a film sec.
Jeffrey Combs' middle name is Star Trek.
Yeah. Jeffrey Star Trek Combs. Here is your hard trivia question for today. It is a Next Generation episode called Conundrum. And in this episode, Data is playing a game of chess with Counselor Troi. Data mentions various chess strategies to her in this scene. He also mentions that he has already captured two of her pieces. These pieces are both of the same type. What pieces does Data say he already has captured two of? And you have, you know, multiple versions of multiple types of things. This isn't like the queen and king here. So we got A, two of Troy's rooks, B, two of the knights, C, both bishops, or D, a couple of pawns. That's rooks, knights, bishops, or pawns. I love a good game of chess. I haven't had one in a long time, and I'm not great at it. And I've told you guys why I kind of got suck at it now, I think, is because I trained a lot when I was a kid. When my brother Matt, my Korean weird brother Matt, came home one day from woodshop with his project for the year, which was a chessboard. So he built this I think I've told the story, but he built this chessboard with an extra row of squares.
Oh, yeah, you did.
One direction.
Right.
Only one direction, though. So you still would have...
One direction chessboard.
Yeah, if you did it long ways, you on one side and the guy on the other side, you'd still have all the spots for your pieces. It's just that there was an extra space to move in either direction than there's supposed to be. And I played a lot of chess that way. Like, tons of chess that way. It totally screwed it up. Like,
right, yeah. Because normally you'd be able to like take your bishop diagonally out to the edge and then boom, right back in at the queen. But because of that, actually might have gone to the king. Right? Probably made things a little bit easier in some places.
In some cases it did. But what the end result was, if I went to a friend's house and played on a proper board, I'd get annihilated because it just wasn't right and I felt cramped and it sucked.
I thought my pawns had the whole extra space. Oh,
it's such a weird memory for me, too,
that
board.
That's funny.
Still
you wouldn't think
somewhere.
It would have that much of an effect. But
I think I ended up with it, and it's somewhere in this house somewhere, which is weird. Anyway, Daryl, there's your options. Rooks, knights, bishops, pawns. And while you think about it, think of it. Hold on. I'm delaying. Here we go.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
We're going to eat a Pop Smile popcorn seaweed flavor from Japan, I think, right?
Yes.
This is all stuff.
Singapore.
And this is all stuff from Fantasy Coin Man.
Yes.
Hold on.
Who I call Fantasy Coin Man.
Yeah. He's awesome. That guy's great. And he.
The whiff coming out of here.
Wow, dude.
Oh, let's see what's in here.
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure how I feel about that smell. The mingling of popcorn. You know what that smells like? Oh, like, take a 13-year-old stinky feet, but then make him also a zombie, and that's what you got.
That's about what these look like too. They're zombie popcorn.
Okay, well, here goes nothing. All right,
yep.
Look at this chat room. It's all speckly and seaweedy. That's not bad.
No, it's like seaweedy kettle corn.
You know what, I really like that. Okay, color me shocked.
It's sweet. It's not all just seaweed. I expected this to taste like popcorn washed
salty.
Up on the beach and then dried out.
Right.
That's really good.
It is good. That it does have a kettle corny kind of sweetness to it.
Yeah, very much so. I didn't expect that kettle corn quality. That's awesome, man. Non-GMO corn.
Tender and crunchy?
Yeah, no, it's
it's
great.
I'm trying to see if there's...
any info here where people can go online?
Let's see if I can get Ruby to jump high enough that the tadpole can see her on the camera.
Made
Ruby, ready?
Taipei City.
Come on. There you go. Ready to jump?
My wife can't eat these. They don't have a website, but they do have a fax machine, so. Great.
Ruby?
Good stuff. Your dog like them?
You can kind of see her a little bit on the... just her head come up and eat a popcorn. Awesome.
Your dog do like my dog, where it'll trust whatever you're feeding her until she's had a taste and then realizes it's maybe something she doesn't like and then never trusts you for like weeks.
Totally. Yeah. Well, like for a day.
For me, it's weeks. Daisy does not forget. She's so picky. Anyway, my Daisy, I mean.
Yeah. No, my Daisy, so Ruby will jump up and eat anything I throw in the air. She just assumes it's all food, and it's down her gullet before she even has a chance to taste it. Mm-hmm. Daisy, I can do the same throw. It'll bounce off her head. She'll look at me for a second like, what the hell, and then eat it off the floor.
I love differences in animal personalities. That's the best. And I love a dog that'll eat anything without even questioning it.
Exactly. Yes.
Big ostrich turd. No problem.
My parents used to have a dog that I would throw at rocks and it would eat the rocks.
It would? That doesn't seem healthy at all to me. That seems like a terrible idea. How's that dog now?
Well, that was a long time ago. I don't think it's the rocks that did it in, though.
Probably not. I was going to say that dog's not around, I assume. All right. Well, there you go. Good stuff. Thank you for that. FantasyCoinHQ.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go there. So, Daryl's birthday? Anybody? Someone?
Oh,
Jeffrey
yeah,
Combs.
We have somebody.
Jeffrey Combs.
Yeah, he was a few weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, was he?
Pretty recently.
Yeah.
But today, it's Lori Petty. She's 50 today. She's the original Tank Girl.
Yeah. Not well.
And on Star
we
Trek.
Have before Tank Girl.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Lori Petty is also in... Isn't she the girl in a League of Their Own?
League of Their Own, yeah. Okay. She's Gina Davis' little sister.
Okay, that's right. I always get her confused with a girl I couldn't tell you her name. Who's the guy that was married to Friends Lady?
Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox's husband. What was his name? Arquette. I always think of, is it Patricia or the other one? There's two sisters.
Patricia Arquette might have been married to... Wait, what are you...
One of the Arquette ladies...
Is who I confuse with Lori Petty,
yeah, all the time.
Yeah, probably would be Patricia Arquette. She doesn't look like Roseanne Arquette at all.
Yeah, and Roseanne Arquette, which one's the one that does the Medium show or the?
That would be Patricia.
That's Patricia. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like all the Arquettes except the guy. I think he's a douche.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's funny.
I think he's kind of annoying.
By the way, Lori Petty, also the love interest of Keanu Reeves in Point Break.
Oh, look at you. Is that the movie with the Reagan masks where they're shooting gas out of lighting them on fire?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one. Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah. Isn't it? Right, Anthony Kiedis. Patrick Swayze.
Uh-huh. Patrick Swayze, got it. Who else? Anyone else have
crazy?
Known?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Oh, it's my God. Ages. Why is my mind blanking on Keanu Reeves' buddy, the...
Jim
Help me out, Tadpole.
Jim Beam.
Who's the lunatic? The big lunatic in Hollywood? Gary Busey.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Look How at could you I forget his Busey's name.
I know.
That's all right. I forgive you. Daryl.
I'm waiting to see the chain of names I get. Who's the big lunatic in Hollywood? All right, let's see who the big chain of names is going to be.
Yeah, but, you know, people hit Busey pretty early. So
yeah,
that says something, I think. All right, Daryl. I was trying to find a Busey quote, and I can't find one. Oh, here we go.
Ta-da!
There you go. It's a
that
good
works.
One. let's get back to the question. So the way this thing is laid out, he's sitting around with Troy. They're playing chess. A robot on human chess is what I like to call it. And he took two of her pieces. They were either her rooks, her knights, her bishops, or two pawns. Which was it?
Her queens.
Her queens. Wait,
took both queens.
Lesbian chessboard.
That's right. Yep.
Is that was?
That's right. Yes.
You know, there's an advantage to a lesbian chessboard. That queen's got the best moves on the board. So two of them doing that. Jeez, imagine.
But
that.
You don't have a king. How do you know when you win? What?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to catch that other queen.
Both queens.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Two queens and you win. On the man equivalent board, that one sucks because the two kings can't move but one space each. Oh,
exactly.
Terrible. That dumb rook swap thing they can do. Mm-hmm. Oh, chess. I love chess. All right, Daryl. I like my... Mine's almost an alien chess, too, with the extra square. It's like a like something you'd see in a space movie. That. Yeah. All right, Daryl. Sorry. Continue with your deliberations.
Okay. Well, my son... loves chess, and he's 9, and he's in the chess club, and he beats people older than him, and I don't know anything about chess. I'm his opposite when it comes to chess.
Wow. I would have picked you for a chess player for some reason. I don't know why.
No, my brain.
Yeah, I totally would have.
Yep. If you just said, all right.
Not even 3D Star Trek chess?
Especially.
Wow. If someone had a gun to my head and said, does Daryl like or not like chess? And my life depended on the answer, I would have said like.
You would have said yes. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yep. Yeah. That's weird. I don't know why.
It's too hard.
It's too hard.
Hard.
Well, I'll remember that when that very unusual terrorist puts a gun to my head and asks me that very unusual question.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rooks are the castle things.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And knights are the horsies.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. And clubs are clubs are the clovers, right?
And Bishop's the guy on Alien.
Yep. Has white milk blood. Yep.
Yeah. And pawns are...
The first half of what happens to Spock every
7 years.
14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pawns far.
Nice.
Okay.
Way to rope it back into Star Trek there, Brian. That was good.
No, no problem. I'm bringing it all around.
Yeah.
Bringing it around.
Right. Okay. So these... And the bishop thing is weird. I don't even know what that is. It's like a pointy penis-y thing with a slit.
Yeah, yeah. Pointy penis-y thing with a slit.
That was actually its original name.
Pointy penis-y thing with a slit. Takes that's queen. Right. Yeah.
When you play Mavis Beacon Teaches Chess, that's actually what she calls it.
They can only go diagonal. That's great.
Okay. Well, what I'm gonna say not the horse. I don't know why.
So saying knights are out.
Yeah, knights are out.
Yeah. Pawns are too simple, aren't they? Who would complain about losing those?
Only if that's
before,
all.
Before Tangirl has to get some points for pointy penis-y thing with a slit is my Lady Gaga cover band. I don't think anybody else is gonna get any points this week.
You know, I occasionally get tired of the cover band thing, like, you know, wears a little thin, but not that one. That one's good.
That one is brilliant.
You just revived it for me. Nice work.
Yes.
Really good. Pawns are kind of useless to answer your question, Daryl. They're not great. I mean, they do. They're important, and, you know, they're part of the game, but I doubt she'd get too worked up about those if it was me. Not saying it's the wrong answer, but I might be leading you in a different direction on purpose. Who knows? You never know. Here, this will help clear your mind. My wife brought me a bowl of oatmeal, and this reminds me of old people making out. Listen. You hear that? Old people making out.
Oh.
Gumming on each other. All right. Sorry. A little sidestep. We're back on track. We're good. We're on schedule.
Okay. I'm going to say not the bishop because... I just don't imagine Data saying that. So I think he would say rooks.
You think he'd say rooks? All right.
You don't think he'd say castles? I have both of your castles.
When your horsies are in trouble. Well, let's find out if you're right. Is it castles or rooks?
Congratulations!
Yeah.
You're a winner!
Way-ho!
That deserves a way-ho. In the Next Generation episode, two of Troy's rooks were taken. He says he has already captured both of her rooks. In the next move, Troy makes surprises Data. What does that mean? The next
know.
Move Troy makes, oh, surprises Data.
Surprises Data, yes.
Data then realizes she wool beat him in seven moves. Here's a clip of them discussing chess. Scott said his brother made a chessboard. Okay, we talked about it. Oh, that was on FilmSack. I mentioned that. That's what that was. All right, here you go.
The characteristic response to the Kryzkov Gambit is to counter with the El-Mitre exchange, particularly since I've already taken both of your rooks. By missing that opportunity, you have left your king vulnerable.
We'll see.
As you wish, Counselor. Check. Intriguing. You have devised a completely unanticipated response to a classic attack. You will checkmate my king in seven moves.
Data... Chess isn't just a game of ploys and gambits. It's a game of intuition.
You are a challenging opponent, Counselor.
Thanks.
Way better than teaching you how to eat chocolate ice cream. I can tell you that
You
much.
Sunk my battleship.
What the hell? You've done something completely... Daryl, good job. You deserve great congratulations for what you've accomplished today. You win nothing, so... There's no cool thing to win today, but you won the hearts of fans and followers alike. Speaking of followers, follow Daryl on Twitter at The Trek Nerd. You can also follow his great little podcast he does with Mike, which is referred to in the world as This Week in Trek. Like Twit, but not. ThisWeekinTrek.com is where you want to go. Daryl, let's go out with some... Oh, you know what? We did do a theme for this now, right? So here you go.
fucking aliens.
They're minerals.
Okay, alien or mineral. I love this thing, so let's do it. What do you got?
Okay, stishovite.
Stishovite.
Stishovite. Mineral.
I'm going to say alien, just to be contrary.
It's mineral.
Damn it.
Woo.
I don't like that answer. It's the news.
And it's brought to you by a brand new Frog Pants TV. It's out. It's out right now. Scott plays Escape Goat with very mixed results. Get it at frogpants.com/TV.
Yeah, it's a weird little game.
I like the name.
It's worth looking at. Yeah, it's a cool play on words. I just don't like the CGI era graphics it uses. It bothered me to look at. I like retro stuff, but I don't. There's certain retro looks that I think are best left in the past.
Like, what would you compare it to? Like, what?
Okay.
What else has that style?
Boy. It's a color palette. It's like 16 colors max. Like, it's that kind of color palette. And when I say CGI, I guess the era would be... I keep saying CGI. CGA is what I mean. Like,
oh, okay. predecessor
to VGA. I keep seeing... I see CGI for no reason. I wouldn't say Atari quite... Because Atari was, what, like four colors? Like, not even that bad.
Right. 8-bit. Yeah.
But it's a weird in-between era. It's a half measure, as Mike Ehrmantraut would say. It's a thing in between.
Okay. I'm looking at CGA games. Yeah, so it's like... Wow, that would be hard to play.
Yeah, rough.
Like purple and green and
even this goat is purple in this game. I think it's the wrong palette. I think they could have gone for a more 8-bit kind of NES, Super NES style look or something, 16-bit even or whatever, and they didn't. And it's fine. It's whatever. They had their choice. They had their reasons. Obviously, it's an intentional retro because it's a new game, but I just think the colors are crazy. A Calvary Christian school in Georgia. This just in. Canceled school over great weather.
Nice. Yeah. Sure.
Only in the South, dude. The headmaster of a school in Georgia says he plans to cancel classes because of great weather. Len McWilliams of Calvary Christian School in Columbus says he's calling off classes on Friday, so this already happened, because of a commitment he made to find a positive reason to cancel classes before he retires at the end of the year. Going out with a bang. McWilliams told the Ledger Inquirer of Columbus that he had to cancel school because of bad weather in previous years, and thought he should eventually cancel classes because the weather was just too nice for students and staff to be cooped up all day. Forecast for the Columbus area calls for sunny skies and a temperature of more than 80 degrees. I like this guy. Where was he when I was in school?
Yeah, right.
We never did this. Not even close.
That's funny.
Hell, we barely took off snow days if it was bad enough.
So he just basically promised the kids that he'd give them a day off, and he had to come up with some excuse.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That works.
And I swear, when I was a kid, there were more severe snowstorms that kept us out of school. I swear that was more common than it is today. Well, it could be maybe just not paying attention, but I know my kids... I don't think my kids have ever had a snow day. Not one.
What? Really?
Nope.
See, for me, it was exactly the opposite. I don't remember having as many snow days as Tristan's gotten.
Yeah. And that's weird, because opposite for me. But maybe it's a... I don't know. Maybe we just... The last 20 years of weather have been... Who knows? But I really don't think my kids have ever stayed home for a snow day. We may have not taken them on a day that there was bad snow, but school still happened. Oh, I do remember one day they kept them home because there was a gas leak and a bunch of kids had fainted or something.
Ooh.
We did do that, yeah. That was years ago. Check this one out.
Oh, no.
I've been catching up on The Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I'm in the season 3 still. I haven't watched the premiere. That aired last night, but I'm caught up to...
You're talking about Walking Dead.
What'd I say? Breaking Bad? Sorry. Walking Dead. I'm out of it this morning.
Like, what?
I have 45 minutes
on
the...
spoiler cast with Jerry, where you sounded like you knew what you were talking about.
Today's treadmill took brain waves out of my head instead of weight off my body. Right. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, good.
And so I'm watching The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead, sure.
And I'm in season 3, and I'm at the part that I like to call... Look at all these annoying Woodbury extras. That's the part I'm at now. I can't stand the other people in Woodbury. It's just killing me, those people.
Other than the governor?
Yeah, he sucks too. Also, well, I have a lot of things I can say about that show.
Compelling.
But
yeah.
It's interesting. He's so not like the character in the comic, though. It's totally different. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm done comparing that show to the comic because they've gone totally different directions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and that's fine. Can. That's fine with me. I just think sometimes it comes off as a little... There are moments in that show you're like, wow, that's some heavy stuff. And then there are moments you're like, that is the most amateur scene I've ever seen in my life. And it's a real mixed bag sometimes. We'll see. New showrunner this year, so we'll see what that means for that show. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I've been watching a lot of zombie stuff in rapid succession late at night so I can prepare for the premiere. And it got me to thinking about zombies. And this story jumped out at me last night, which is this. Zombie apocalypse drug reaches the U.S. What?
Is it being delivered by giant bees?
Crocodile. Crocodile. How would you say that? Would you say crocodile?
It's probably pronounced crocodile, but it's just spelled goofy.
Okay. Drugs.
Yeah, you know.
It's a highly addictive designer drug that aggressively eats through flesh. Reportedly arrived in the United States, a Phoenix CBS, CBS affiliate received a reveal this week that two cases involving crocodile or crocodile, I don't know which way you say it, has been phoned to a local poison control center and quoted one of the center's medical doctors, Dr. Frank Lovecchio, saying he and his colleagues were extremely frightened. No science, no
right, exactly.
Public anything. Just
we are scared. Extremely frightened,
we're terrified. Unquote.
Lock the door.
Zombie drug. While the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has not yet received a sample of the drug for analysis, or as I like to say, analysis, and thus cannot confirm it was crocodile. Barbara Carino of the DEA, Hank, reminds me of Hank. Right. told Mother Jones. Oh, it's a website.
In a magazine, yeah.
Yeah. That the agency often learns about the new synthetic drugs, according to the infamous bath salts, through local poison control centers. Quote, we've been scrambling to see what we know about the cases in Arizona, she added. This concerns us very much. All of the places that are reporting this are saying, this is not a joke. This thing is like seriously bad. And there are photos in some cases. Ooh, if you scroll down, you can see it.
What, like how people I'm looking now.
What it does to them.
Oh, my God.
I know. See?
Seriously?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, dude. It's horrifying. So why would you do that? I guess it gives you the high, and then you're like, sweet. Now my skin's falling off.
How does it make your skin fall off there when you're taking this drug? Like, is that where you inject it?
No, but I've seen other shots where it's all over the place. Like, their necks are falling apart. Their elbows are coming off. Their chest.
Oh, that is messed up.
It's really messed up. Well, look how shocked you are. Imagine how real zombies feel.
I guess that's how that must be. I'm extremely frightened also.
Yeah, pretty scary.
Lovecchio.
Tweaked Audio would like to sponsor that. They'd like to sponsor drug use. Not really. They don't want to sponsor drug use. In fact, what they want to do is sponsor alternatives to the drug culture, like listening to podcasts, for example, with your Tweaked Audio, engineered for durability earbuds. Noise reduction and compatibility. Stick them in your ears. Get a lifetime warranty. You know what to do. Go to the website, tweakedaudio.com. Use the code STREAM at checkout. That'll get you 33% off. That's STREAM at checkout. Use that code for 33% off for your next pair of fantastic audio earbuds.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to you by
FilmSack.com, where bad movies have no idea what's coming. This week, Event Horizon. Ooh. Subscribe today at FilmSack.com.
Pretty excited about that one.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We never really did cover it. I guess I was the only one who did not care for it.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
Out of the four of us.
I even admit it doesn't hold up like it...
Doesn't hold up.
I thought it would, but it's still... Again, I'm just cool with what it looks
it's
like.
It holds a soft spot for you. Like there's a nostalgic.
Yeah. Plus, there's great stuff like this.
Dick Smith.
That.
Brian Dunaway.
And
what happened to your eyes?
What happened to your eyes, Brian?
Where we're going, we don't need eyes.
Hey, Fletcher says that.
Where we're going, we won't need eyes to see.
That's the best ever.
Anyway, check it out, filmsack.com. All right. Let's see, where are we here? Oh, yeah, Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Still top in the box office, second week in a row. Gravity continued to rise above the competition, most notably Captain Phillips during this week's box office. Oh, we're getting boarded, don't you know? Oh, that's not the right
accent.
No, that'd
be if he was from Fargo.
Oh, that's not. By the way, that started. That's streaming this week. That just barely hit Netflix.
Really?
I'm watching Fargo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Hey, get off my boat here.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
You pirates.
Listen, there's nothing on this boat. There's nothing here. Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Lieutenant Dan. Let's see. During this weekend's box office, that movie's expected to do really well, and it's kind of tanked in comparison. Numbers of this week's open... What? Oh, sorry. The number of weeks open for each film is in parentheses, and they have a little list here of how things did. I'm going to read those off. And they go like this.
Yes.
Gravity, number one.
Sure.
Captain Phillips, number two.
Okay.
With about half the money. Oof.
Wow.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, two and third. Machete Kills at number four. That's probably not good. Didn't that just open?
Mm-hmm. The first weekend, yeah.
Runner, Chicken Dunner. That one's on there. at number six, Prisoners. Number seven, Insidious Chapter 2. 8, Rush. Is that with Geddy Lee and...
Neil Peart?
Yeah, Neil Peart.
No, that's the racing one. The Ron... Is it Ron Howard?
Oh,
I
no.
I say it's Ron.
No, nope. That is not... you know what? I think you're right. That is Ron Howard.
I think it is Ron Howard, isn't it? With
Thor's in it.
Right, yes.
That reviewed all right. People liked it. Don John at number 9. And Baggage Claim. Number 10.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt film.
I don't want to see a movie called Baggage Claim.
Doesn't it sound like, you know...
Ugh, it sounds miserable.
Doesn't it sound like it's going to be a, you know, goofy comedy?
I don't like movies about things I hate about traveling. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like Baggage Claim. Losing your bags? Great. Let's make a premise
of an
entire film.
What is that movie about anyway?
I don't know. I assume someone loses their bags and gets the wrong bag and it's probably got gold or diamonds in it. And some mobster wants him killed now. I probably just described the
if
plot.
Not, you probably just described like 5 movies from the 90s.
Yeah, I hate those movies. Anyway, right. Gravity, good job. Way to go. Proud of you. In other entertainment news, David Duchovny, when he's not being all sexist.
Being all sexy.
Yeah.
Having all the sexy time.
With all the Californication he's got going. And Gillian Anderson say they want more X-Files. Probably bodes well for something. And they both look pretty good. I think they could do this.
Like, start a Kickstarter, guys.
A Kickstarter going. Take the Zach Braff route. After 20 years, it's possible for the details of a relationship to get fuzzy. Just ask David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson, who first premiered their roles as FBI agents Scully and Mulder on The X-Files 2 decades ago.
I would say that she looks better now than she did then.
I agree. She looks great. Holy crap, she looks good. Mm-hmm. Duchovny just looks like the same goofball he's always been.
He pretty much does, yeah. Exactly.
Series aired 9 seasons and resulted in 2 feature films. While the two were unsure where they left their relationship in the show and films, the 53-year-old Duchovny...
I know, he does look great for 53.
He really does. And 45-year-old Anderson, she looks great for 45.
Maybe there is something to that sexual addiction. Maybe it keeps you young.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah.
And they're open to making a third X-Files movie. The actors got together Saturday to mark the 20th anniversary of the series premiere and participated in a panel for fans at the Paley Center for media in New York for the New York Comic-Con stuff that went on this weekend. So, I'm down with that. That's great. I didn't see the second movie. I liked the first one. I have no idea.
Second movie had Billy Connolly in it.
Sure did.
Yeah.
He was...
You want to believe, don't you? Don't you want to believe?
That guy's great.
But Chris Carter's on board.
Is Vince Gilligan on board?
Oh, see, now that would be the thing, right?
Because that's his start. That's where he got his start. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to thinking, he's only like 43 or 44 himself. He's just barely older than me and you.
Yeah.
How old was he when the X-Files aired, when he was helping run that show? He must have been in his 20s.
I was a ripe old age of 22 when I got my job with the X-Files. And...
You really do it good. You do it good. We should do a panel. Listen, this would be fun. We'll do a live air, live on the air panel of George Lucas and Vince Gilligan, and we'll take your questions. That would be pretty fun, wouldn't it? And you could ask me questions. What's the deal with the midichlorians? Why'd you go ahead and do that?
Now, let's talk about Jar Jar Binks for a second.
That would be a hoot, right? You know, forget Jury and Schwed's stupid albums. We could do
Night Attack. Yeah, hell of that.
Let's do it. All right. That's it. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will have Eric's app review, major spoilers, not necessarily in that order. I think we'll do major spoilers first. Well, one way or the other, we'll get those guys on here. And some emails and stuff after that. Before all that, please regale me with a tune.
I would be happy to. How about something going out to Gothenburg, Sweden, for Tommy Lundquist? Good morning, Brian and Scott. I'd like to dedicate a song to my fantastic ladies, Leah, who turns one on October 13th, and her mom, my fiance, Tina, who's doing an amazing job at home taking care of her while I slave at work plowing through Frog Pants shows. Sounds like a great job.
Yeah.
They are the light of my life, and I can't wait for January to come when we switch and I get to spend 9 months away from work and just hang out with Leah. Yes, it's paid for, and yes, Sweden is fantastic. Keep doing what you do. I wouldn't survive at work without you. Despite your horrible Swedish impressions, I do still love the show.
What's he talking about?
Now, he requested a song by a group called Sawwheel called Raw Words. And it's a song that that he and his wife, or his fiance, Tina, listened to since they met. Mm. If that's not possible, something happy punk scosh that Leah can dance to. Well, all right, yeah. So I listened to Sawwheel's Raw Words, and obviously, first off, not a cover. And, you know, that's the thing here. I do break the rules every once in a while, but not enough.
Mostly we want to do covers, yeah.
Mostly we want to do covers. But I listened to it, and the vocalist and the style of music reminded me a lot of Rhett Miller and the Old 97s, one of my favorite bands.
Ever.
I decided to pick an upbeat, happy song that Leah can dance to. From the Old 97s. This is their cover of the Fratellis' For the Girl. It comes from an EP they released a couple of years ago called Mimeograph, which was all covers, about five or six covers on that album, including a David Bowie cover, 5 Years, and some other stuff on there. The Old 97s and their cover of the Fratellis' For the Girl.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
That I know, but I just can't tell everything that you've just been saying. Lucy was there as well in the dark, and the kids in the band were playing. No one can hear a word or tell what the girl was singing. See, she must have been 16 or 18. I'm just past caring. She was into the Stones when I was into the Roses. She was breaking my bones when I was bursting their noses. She would tell me a secret, I would lose it the next day. Young love pleases you easy, makes you sick in a bad way. And all the while the girl sang la 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 la, and she sang kickings for my sweetheart, bruises that I just don't miss. And she said, I can't love you any more than this. Said no, 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 no. Oh, then again, yes, why don't you kill me? He asked him why you messed up right there, sweetheart. You know that you don't thrill me. Said I would have been there for you if you'd just been a little bit nicer. I was dead by Sunday, half dead scared, just trying to please her. She was getting the pills when I was into her best friend. She was chasing the thrills and living down at the West End. She was pretty in braces, I lived under her window. She said, take me to London, tell me something I don't know. And all the while the girl sang, la 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 la, and she sang, kickings for my sweetheart, bruises that I just don't miss. And she said, I can't love you any more than this. She was into the Stones when I was into the Roses. She was breaking my bones when I was busting their noses. She would tell me a secret, I would lose it the next day. Young love pleases you easy, makes you sick in a bad way. All the while the girl sang, la 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 la, and she sang, kickings for my sweetheart, bruises that I just don't miss. And she said, I don't like you, you can't stand me, I can't love you any more than this.
Every one of you undoubtedly has a headache or pain remedy that you swear by. But haven't you noticed that on some occasions it fails you? That there are times it does not seem to work? On these occasions, let me suggest that you try Anacin, for here is a remedy that I'm sure won't fail you. You'll find the fastest and most complete relief in Anacin you've ever experienced. The reason is simple. Aniston contains not one pain-soothing agent alone, but four. One of which is in all probability the remedy you now customarily take to relieve pain. You can get Aniston at your druggist for a few cents. Your money back if you're not pleased. I'll spell the name. A-N-A-C-I-N.
Your socks don't match.
The Morning Stream is battle-tested bayonets, bro.
And we're back. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a happy, peppy tune.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of that band until you mentioned it.
The so. Old 97s? Really?
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice discovery here for me. I like
take
that.
Take a post-it note and write down a song called Murder or Heart Attack.
Okay.
And that's a great introduction to the old 97s.
Is that an album or a song? What is
it's
that?
It's a song. Okay. It's a song, and it's worth picking up. It's really, really good. And they're fun guys. Rhett Miller opened up for Neil Finn a few years ago when I saw him out here, and he brought the house down. I mean, he was great.
Yeah.
Lead singer of the old 97s again, Rhett Miller.
Rhett? Like Rhett?
Rhett, as in Rhett, like Rhett Butler.
Oh, and, like I don't give a damn or whatever. That guy?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Never seen that movie. Is that one of those?
What? Movies?
Yeah, I've never seen The Sound of Me. Or what is it?
That would be,
what's it called? Scarlet. Sorry, my dear.
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, that's the
oh
one.
My God. See, it's one of these things where when you try and think of something, you try and recall something, like Gary Busey for me earlier.
Yeah.
The harder you try and remember something, the more it just slips away. And it's only when you say, all right, I'm going to try and remember something else, that it's like, oh, yeah, Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, boom, easy, right? In there. Right? Mm-hmm. Drives me crazy. But hey, that's the world we live in.
I mean, whatever that ginkgo biloba or something is that aids with memory.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
The irony of whatever it is, I can't remember what it is that's supposed to aid with memory, but I'm going to take it.
You ever do this where you watch something too late and it's probably not the best thing to watch because it's kind of stimulating your head? And so for me, it was two episodes back to back of Walking Dead last night because, again, I'm catching up. Mm-hmm. I said Walking Dead this time, right?
Yes, you did. Very good.
And my head... Like when, as soon as I finished, I didn't know it at the time because I was so intensely watching this thing on an iPad. When I got done and tried to lay my head down, turn the light off and go to sleep, my head is throbbing.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like the blood going bleh, 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 bleh in my face because I was so like intense watching that show. I freaking hate that because then I couldn't sleep. What was the point?
Yeah, that's
of that?
Horrible.
That sucked. All right. It's major spoilers time.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Steven's not there yet, so we're going to try Eric first.
All right.
So maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be Eric's app review first. Maybe that's what we're doing.
Okay. All right. Whatever order.
I'm
hey,
cool
you
with
know,
that.
It's all entertainment. It's all entertaining to me and the people here listening.
It's all entertainment. Let's see if he remembered. That'd be a big trick here.
Hello. Little,
oh, check it out. It's that might be a guy we're familiar with.
App slappy.
The song never fails to entertain me. Freaking love it. The author of that and the Monday morning Eric's app review himself is here on the line with us now. It's Eric Van Skyhawk. What's going on?
As promised, Eric, I went out and bought that album last week and I love it.
Oh,
whole thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to play it on the show. You need to pick. What track did you say we should play, like, as a thing on the show?
Probably the most popular track right now is Lost, I'd have to say.
Lost?
Lost?
Yeah.
Let me find it.
We both say it like it's the first time we've ever heard that word.
No, I've heard
Lost?
It. I never look at names, so who
right
knows?
There.
Like this
Lost.
One. Right.
No.
Not that one?
No.
Which one is
it? It's look in the Dropbox. That was the old Lost.
Oh, I thought it was the latest one.
That got renamed and...
is it pronounced Thicks, the singer?
Featuring Thicks, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Lost, and there is a new one in there. I didn't know you updated it. Let me throw that in there real quick. Okay, so here's the new one. It's now number 8 on the track. Oh, yeah. It's like I'm playing Wipeout again when I was 20s. Oh, yeah. If you like your electronica, dude, get you some. Go get you some. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back, Eric, as always, talking apps.
I guess I have to send in a request for Brian, right? I have to do it. I have to go through the proper channels.
Right, you do have to do it the right way.
Yeah, yes. There is only one way. All other ways are stupid. Here's a trivia question for you both real quick, though.
Is this World of Warcraft?
No, this is a Battlestar Galactica question that contains no spoilers.
Okay.
Which number was, which number Cylon? Like, am I saying that right?
Right, like what, yeah, of the six or of the, right? Mm-hmm.
Which one was Boomer? What number? Not Boomer, but the Sharon model.
She was four, wasn't she?
You say four, Brian, or Eric, what do you say?
I say three.
Incorrect. Three was Xena Warrior Princess. Brian is also incorrect. It is number eight. Number eight, ladies and gentlemen, number eight.
I like that this is not a spoiler at all.
No, it's not. Is it?
Yeah, that's a huge spoiler.
Yeah, but that you find that out like 2 minutes into the thing. Like,
no, you don't.
The show barely starts. Yeah, it's like the third episode in.
Yeah, Boomer's status is revealed fairly early in the series.
That's an early one. That's not a big deal. It's not like I'm telling anyone the final five or anything.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Two episodes she's outed.
I thought Boomer was a little later in the show. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a spoiler. We're rewatching the whole thing, and it's really enjoying it.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's way better than you remember. The thing about it is, it's so much easier to track when you do one episode after another like this. And you can do like multiple seasons this quickly because you're like, oh yeah, okay, that's the same model chick. That's the same six as we talked to on the planet that time. And some of that stuff slipped past me when I first saw it.
Well, the thing is, I didn't watch until it was already over.
Yeah. Oh, really? How'd you see it? DVD or something?
iTunes.
Oh, well, look at you.
I consumed the whole thing in like two weeks or something like that.
Wow, that's the way to eat it. All right, well, Daryl, you're not Daryl, you're Eric.
Aww. Sending me food?
That's
I'll be Daryl if you send me some food.
You can have some of this popcorn. It's pretty damn good.
Some pie. We'll both send you some seaweed popcorn.
Yeah, a little baggy full. Let's do an app. Now, I got one to recommend.
Wait,
when
I
want to
say, where were you two bums last night?
I was supposed to play. Brian was supposed to get some sleep, so we knew he wasn't coming.
Yes.
I didn't go at the last minute because I wasn't home yet from a family thing. And by the time I got back, I was just too freaking pooped. So I said, forget it. So I texted Ro. I let him know everything was fine. That's why it's called flex rating.
How'd you guys do last night?
Well, they didn't have tanks. You guys did old content anyway or something, right?
Oh, no, you didn't even have 10.
What'd you do?
No. Guess who tanked?
Who? Oh, yes. If you tell me Mark tanked, I'm going to not believe you.
No, it was I did.
Oh, my. What?
Me and Alikai.
You can't tank.
And guess what?
Don't tell me you killed that guy, that boss.
We did. Shaw is down.
What?
Wow.
How many of you were there?
I think there was 14, 15 of us.
Now I'm sad. Did anything cool drop for Hunters?
I'm not too sure. Yeah.
Because it's all about me.
And Hunter talk.
That's a man. Isn't that a song? It's a boy band song, isn't it?
No, you're thinking it's got to be me.
Oh, it's got to be me.
NSYNC,
yeah. All right, thank you.
That's sad, too.
It's boy, all about
how quickly
me.
I pulled that one out.
Yeah. I don't know which sadder, me screwing it up or you knowing so much about it. All right, well, let's talk about your app. And I have a recommendation on the tail end of this that I think is awesome and people should play. So anyway, what do you got? What's on docket today?
Hey, Scott, how many times have you wanted to record your own music video?
All the time. There is no time that I'm not thinking
daily,
about doing that.
Hourly.
Yep.
Well, there's an app for you then, my friend. It's called Mix.
Okay.
M-I-X-X.
Okay. Sure.
And it's a app. You know, remember those, I don't know, about 3 years ago, people would like sit there and sing a song walking around a city lip syncing it. Mm-hmm. It was some social media people were doing
it. Sure, like they'd have a camera on the back of a truck and they just
or they had their iPhone in front of them and they had their headphones on singing while recording themselves.
Yeah, that was a big deal for a while.
Well, this app lets you do that because actually you select a track out of your iTunes library and then it plays while you're recording video.
Oh, wow. So you can lip sync, and you can hear it, right? When
you can hear it, because what it does, it doesn't record any audio, live audio. So it can play it without, you know, messing up the recording audio, because there's no audio recording, so there's no feedback. Mm. So, and the thing is you can hold down the screen and record, but once you pull your thumb, your finger off the screen, it stops recording. So you can do a cut, but as soon as you put your finger back on the screen, the song continues where you left off. So you can do editing on the fly.
Wow. That seems pretty cool. Is this only designed for this kind of video, though? You got to be doing a selfie the whole time?
No. You can flip the camera around. You can...
But it is going to be all from your phone camera, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. It's going to be either the front facing or the back camera.
See, that's kind of cool. Then you can skip around to different parts of the song when you're over by this area in the park. And then when you're among the buildings, you can do these other sections. And that way it doesn't look like, oh, okay, well, this first part of the song, he's in the park. And now he's walking to those buildings. And now he's walking over to the duck pond.
Exactly. You can do on-the-fly editing. And it has a plethora of filters and effects.
I like plethora. That's a lot plethora. That means a lot of things. It's also a word that was
said.
Did you say I have a plethora of gifts?
Do you guys feel like that movie is lost on all other generations? Like we're the only people that really like it?
I'd be curious as to if Tristan would. Have you ever shown it to Nick?
I haven't. I should. I'd be curious to see, too.
Yeah. I think and Tristan likes... Steve Martin, he likes Chevy Chase. I don't know how he feels about Martin Short, but
well, did he laugh when he was barfing on the back of the German in Arrested Development? Because that's one of the best things about Arrested Development.
Forgot about that.
So if he liked that, he'll probably like this.
Yeah, he hasn't seen that.
Oh, I love that. Stop running! Stop running!
So is this a free app? This mix.
This is a free app. The problem is it puts a stupid watermark down the left-hand corner of the video.
It does, yeah.
And then you can upgrade for 99 cents to get rid of that annoying watermark.
Because I almost feel like we should have a contest to see who can come up with the cheesiest video. Maybe we need to do a song. Like maybe we need to pick a cover, maybe. Eclipse of the Heart or... Well, obviously, we could let anybody pick whatever song they want and see who can come up with, like, all right, we give them a month and see who can come up with the cheesiest 80s-style
video.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because some of the effects do have cheesy 80 effects to them.
Yeah. Oh, really? So you can do – it's got built-in effects for –
Yeah, it has effects and filters. See,
perfect.
Can you do your own Take On Me kind of video where you're all, like, sketchbooky and running around?
Yes, you can.
Well, shut up. Really?
Yeah, it has the ink filter.
That's great.
That photos, yeah.
Wait. So I'm looking at the pictures right now. So the Made With Mix, that little guitar pick thing, that sits in the middle. That's the watermark that you see throughout the whole thing?
The one that's on the left-hand corner?
Oh, it's in the corner. Okay. The one I'm looking at has a big guitar pick, big purple guitar pick.
Well, it's a guitar pick. It's not in the center of the screen when you're doing your video, but it is at the left-hand corner.
So imagine Brian running around. This is going on in the background. Oh, yeah. And you really like this girl, but you can't break out into the real world and make out with her. You have to figure out a way to do it.
Right.
That's great, dude. That's great.
I say, I don't know. I mean,
that contest would be pretty funny. I'd have to say it'd be pretty good.
Mm. We'll discuss.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. If it's free, that gives us some leeway.
Free app. And
is it on Android? Do we know? We don't know. Probably not. These media kind of apps like this, I find that those are the least crossover. There's a lot less crossover on both platforms. Games and stuff, you're starting to see a lot of sort of day and date or close to it kind of stuff. But when it comes to like, you know, music videos and special effects shots and all this stuff, you rarely ever see that over there for some reason. I don't know why. All right. Yeah, what would you, how many flesh eating Mexican zombie drugs would you give it? Out of five,
I think it does. You know, it does what it does pretty good. So I'll give it 4.
Whoa, that's pretty high marks.
Yeah, I mean it works great. It's you know, I'm not going to go out and make my own music video with it, but
well, why not? You could be part of this contest.
Yeah,
I could, but I don't think I qualify. Do I?
No, you qualify. Sure, staff can play. Staff, that's great.
My own staff.
So I'm going to make a quick recommendation. I picked up a game called Boson X, and it's based on the high speed impact collider thing, whatever. Where they're trying to get the Higgs boson
the
particle thing.
The God particle.
The God particle. And the game is based on that, but you don't, it's got very little to do with any science, really. It's an endless runner. I know we've seen a billion of those. There's an endless list of endless runners. But not since Cannibalt have I enjoyed one quite this much.
This one looks pretty cool. Oh, does it? Do you rotate it as well?
Yes, it is really neat.
Oh, that looks kind of cool.
Check out this music, too. Eric, you'll appreciate the music. Okay, hold on. We're going to run here. Oh, I fell already. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay, nobody can see me do this. In space, nobody can hear you jump. All right, here we go. Whoa, whoa. Okay, what you're trying to do... Okay, hear that sound? That beep, 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 beep. Mm-hmm. That's me jumping over these, like, power pads, or running on them. They speed things up, but they also get you closer to solving the mystery of why you're here and what you're doing. And it gets more complicated, more fast. There's a bunch of new levels to unlock. They get harder and harder. Always beautiful to look at. Always really fun. And I think it's rad, and it's only $2. I would give that. I would actually, this is my first 5-star in a while.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, I'm going to pause it there. Hang on.
All right.
Anyway, that music
is good. That was a good Endless Runner that you, it was good, was Jetpack.
Oh, Jetpack Joyride.
Oh, Jetpack Joyride. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
And they're adding new stuff to that all the time, too.
Even now, yeah. I have that on the Vita. You can even get it on the damn Vita for free.
Yeah.
So, that there have been plenty of good Endless Runners, no question about it. But this particular one, for whatever reason, is ringing my bell, and I'd give it like 5 stars. I think it's awesome. It's got a great style, very Tron-like. Really fun.
I like the guys in a suit.
Yeah,
you know, like in
just chucking around in his coat. Like a sport coat, casual Fridays kind of style. It's great, and it's got this weird backstory about particle discovery, and it's just weird. It's a weird idea, really good, well executed, fun to play, challenging. I found myself not being able to put it down the other day. And that's always a good sign. So there you go. Eric, always a pleasure. Hakito on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. What else? And get Shattered. It's available now. Amazon MP3 as well as iTunes.
Yes.
It's awesome. Get it. Buy it. Have it. Love it. Live it. Eric, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, man. Take it easy. We'll see you we'll see you on Raid Thursday and maybe other parts in between. Bye now. There he goes. Off into the wild blue something something. Okay, time to add Steven to the call. He is here now.
Okay. All right.
And busy, busy man about town, that's Steven.
Hello.
Schlager. Hello, sir. How are you?
There he is.
I am good for a Monday.
Great. It's Steven Schleicher, everybody. Inserting his own fart noises now.
Oh,
it was real. Sorry.
That was real.
Steven, it's always fun to have you on, but I always like having you on just after a major Comic-Con.
Yeah.
New York Comic-Con. NYCC. Probably not as great as the Salt Lake City Comic-Con.
Well, by numbers standards, it wasn't. It was Salt Lake, for some freak of nature, had more people than this did at least last year. I don't know how it did this year. But I can tell you, when a lot of photos would roll out on Twitter and you'd see people doing stuff. It didn't look very packed. It looked open and like strangely empty. Why? What do you suppose that's about? Was it that way, or was it just a bigger space? Or
they've definitely got a lot more space this year. They are still doing, I think, some final construction, but I think most of the convention was all in one space this year, as opposed to being split up and condensed into hallways and little smaller spaces like they have in the past.
Now, media wise, it does seem like a strong con, because you go from. You know, San Diego obviously is the big one where Iron Man and everybody comes out and does things. But I feel like this one's second to that, in that there are certain panels, announcements, big news, things like that happen here that don't seem to happen at all the other cons in between. Do you feel like that's the case?
Well, and the big thing is, it's much easier to get a lot of these publishers to go to the New York convention, because for Marvel and DC, that's where they're located. And a lot of publishers are located in the New York region or the East Coast region. So you can kind of look at, you have a big West Coast show every year, and that's why you're drawing a lot of the Hollywood crowd. And then you've got your big East Coast show where your big publishers are going to turn out, or at least a lot more of them will turn out. Right. And then you have your smatterings of other shows, your Chicago conventions, your Salt Lake cities, your Denvers, those kinds of things kind of spread out in between, where people can get to where they can.
Right. And you end up with, some cool things like, you know, Shatner and Adam West on the same stage.
Oh, yeah.
Like they did in Salt Lake. But that's not the same as, you know, Marvel standing up and going, we're making a movie about this, or
exactly
DC announcing a TV show about the Quilt Man or whatever the hell his name was. Like, that doesn't happen unless you're on one of the major coastal ones, I suppose.
And again, the big news from a lot of the publishers that we saw at the New York Comic Con were more print-centric as opposed to the television shows and movies that you're going to see at the San Diego Comic Con.
Right.
With the exception of Walking Dead, where there was some news out from Walking Dead fans for season 4, which is just around the corner, so it makes sense that they would hype that up at New York.
Yeah, they had a big didn't they have a big experience thing where you'd run through it?
Mm-hmm. And they've done that a couple of times before.
Yeah, I know Veronica, a friend of the show, Veronica Belmont, was there doing some work for Hyundai and doing interviews and stuff and talking to Kirkman and all those guys. Is it me, or does Kirkman look like a dude that wandered off the floor and it just showed up?
He totally does.
I love that. I love that he looks like one of us, you know?
A running joke.
Kevin Smith.
A running joke at Major Spoilers is Rob Rasmussen, who is on our Critical Hit podcast. If he's kind of slouched over, looks spitting image of Robert Kirkman.
So
he's known as the fake Robert Kirkman.
I could see that
around here. Yeah,
I could totally see that. That's great. Just Kirkman, just get a treadmill. Everything will be fine in the end. so any big announcements from the con that you think are worth talking about?
I think there are a couple of things. On the Marvel side, they announced that Fantastic Four and the FF, two series that have been going on for a while, are going to end with issue 16. And according to Marvel, if you believe them, they're not coming back forever, which is, Marvel has been doing a thing lately where it launches a bunch of new number ones. They've got a bunch of new number ones, including She-Hulk, Elektra, Ghost Rider, Iron Patriot, all of these, Silver Surfer, all getting new number ones coming up in February and March. So I expect we're going to see Fantastic Four come out with a new series pretty soon.
Okay. I'm cool with that. And that seems to coincide with that new film getting made and
and ramping it up. There are a number of people, if you believe the rumors, are lined up to play the roles of the Fantastic Four in the reboot.
Yeah. And now, go ahead, Brian.
Who do I talk to make sure that Mike Allred does comic book covers for everybody or entire comics?
He's doing the entire
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
He's doing the entire Silver Surfer run.
Oh,
so you
really?
He was finally able to announce that at New York Comic Con, and he posted it on his blog site. But he says he's excited. He's over the moon. The new Silver Surfer series is going to be out of this world. And so you can see him and I think it's Dan Slott taking on Silver Surfer in March.
That might be enough to make me want to get Silver Surfer, because that's not a character that I've really cared about. But if anyone can make it entertaining, it's Michael.
At least visually,
especially when you're talking about space, fantastical things that happen in space, and especially what he's done with Madman is really great.
Well,
his FF stuff is pretty crazy too.
Well, let me throw this out just to get a consensus, kind of a coming to Jesus moment for all three of us. Can we have a consensus that Silver Surfer is a stupid, stupid, stupid idea? Now, I understand that it's grown. People do good work with it. You know, they've taken it places. They've done stuff with it. But it's a space dude on a surfboard.
Yes.
My 6-year-old, when he was 4, asked the question, why is his name Harold?
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Harold.
Hello,
of Galactus.
I'm Harold. This is my surfboard. It comes from an era of comics that are weird. Like, it's just space, man. He's surfing.
Especially Kirby era type stuff is really crazy.
And we're not going to throw it out with the dishwater. I understand that, but it's just annoying to me.
On the DC side, a couple of big things. There's going to be a new Batman title that people are going to be able to get weekly. It's called Batman Eternal. It kicks off, at the beginning of the year. I don't know the exact date on that. But the other thing that's big for DC comic fans is the reintroduction into the New 52 of Stephanie Brown, or known as the Spoiler, over in the old DC universe. Fans have been asking for her for years now, ever since DC decided to kill her off and remove her. But now she's back, so people are really excited about that.
The Spoiler. Is she your unofficial mascot at Major Spoilers?
No. Not by a long shot. She was, however, briefly Robin in the Batman series at one point before they killed her.
Right.
And she has had romantic ties with Tim Drake, Red Robin, in the DCU as well. So a lot of fans are excited about this. It's always good to have strong female characters in their roles, and people are hoping that the Stephanie Brown in the New 52 is just as strong and as exciting as she can.
You reminded me of a couple things I just totally fell in love with this week, and one of them is the and we talked about it a little bit last week, but I love that bat or the what's it called, the Doom one.
Batman Doomsday.
Something, something Doom. And then I watched
Justice League Doom.
Yeah, yeah, and I really liked that. And then I got really deep into and loved Year One, the animated mm-hmm. adaptation of the Year One book, which mm-hmm. was Frank Miller, was it not?
Am I yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Loved that. I thought that was really, really well done. The animation was great. And once again, DC just owning it on direct video stuff. And then I got down this kind of rabbit hole. I'm like, I want more Batman. And I went to go look at other stuff. And there's some things that have been pulled recently. And I was sad. And I thought, well, I haven't seen Batman Beyond in a while. I'm going to just see. I'm going to go check that series out again. And I cranked it up and watched 2-3 episodes. I forgot how cool that is. That's a great side story. People don't. I think some people don't give it the respect it deserves. And I know there's, you know, full-fledged comic adaptation of it now. But it's awesome. Like, this, that story is really great. There's some cheese and whatever. It's, you know, it's a 4x3 90s era animated hoo-ha with, you know, low budget and everything else. But you got Conroy in there and other voices, and you're just like, man, this is really cool. I'd like to see more of it. What's your take on the Beyond universe?
Here's the thing. Batman the Animated Series was designed for a primetime audience, so it was a little bit more mature. Mm-hmm. Batman Beyond was designed for a after-school audience, so it's a little bit lighter in nature, although it's really nice how they bring a lot of the old Batman themes back again and again and again. Some people get tired of that stuff, but I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And what's really neat is that whole intro of the show was designed by Darwin Cook, for people who are familiar with what was the series, not Silver Age, but the one that I recommended to you years
Frontier,
ago.
Frontier. So good.
If you love his work, he's the one that designed that whole intro for Batman Beyond, and it's really cool.
I had no idea, but now that you mention that, it's got his signature all over it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh,
so good. It's dark, and what's cool is, you know, a lot of people, I think, threw Batman Beyond off as just, you know, just another one of those spinoff shows that are not really great. But over the course of the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, the Batman Beyond universe has been intertwined and enveloped back into the current Batman mythos, especially in the animated series and with Justice League, as an integral part of that story. So if you look at, I forget it was which season it was of the Justice League when it ended, it actually told the future story of Terry McGinnis when he was out of high school and a much older man, basically the age Batman is now.
Yeah.
And it tied right back into the current Justice League story that they were telling. It's a great, great visual. And the very final shot of that episode was the very first shot of Batman the Animated Series where everything began. It's a fantastic series, and I would encourage people to go in and look at it.
I would too. That and check out the Netflix stuff. It's really fun to go back. Mm-hmm. Nick and I are really digging it. We're going to keep going and kind of watch the whole thing, I think.
So I think we were talking Justice League Flashpoint not too long ago, where Flash goes back and screws up everything and creates a whole new universe. That's how the New 52 got started in Flashpoint. The next DC animated movie also kind of announced, as far as release dates go, Justice League War, which will arrive early in 2014. So we're probably looking at February, March 2014. That is going to adapt the first six issues of the New 52 Justice League run. So if you were a fan of what Jim Lee was cooking there and Geoff Johns, you're going to see that adapted into a movie in 2014.
Nice. Man, that's something to look forward to, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm down with that. Also, news just in that Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got a full season.
Which I don't know why that's such a big...
I don't know why people are shocked.
Because
it's crazy.
Disney owns ABC. Yeah. Disney owns Marvel. Disney owns this television show. I don't know why. And it ties directly into the next Avengers movie, or elements are going to pop up in the next Avengers movie. So it makes sense to try to keep that Avengers hype going through the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and giving it a full season. Now, whether it'll be back after that, I don't know. It dropped 30% from the first week to the second week. It kind of held strong in week three. But, you know, if the numbers continue to be strong through the rest of the season, I don't see why this won't continue for another year at least.
Well, I still haven't seen it. I've been putting it off, and I don't know why. And part of me is sort of – I'm in this season mode thing anyway where I like to just eat it all at once. So this may be when I wait till the end of the season before I watch it. But I talk to friends like Brian. I know you like it. Steven, you've mentioned
I've watched the first episode. I'm kind of building up kind of like you, booking up a bunch of them to watch.
That's probably a good idea, yeah. Because it is getting better and better each episode. And, I just hope they flesh out some more characters, because there's a couple that are a little anemic as far as their depth.
A little two-dimensional. Mm-hmm. But see, my problem isn't so much that. It's that I'm getting such split reviews from friends and people I trust normally in this area. I've got some people who really like it and other people who really can't stand it.
I did an informal poll of my Twitter followers, and the majority of them are just like, yes, I'm still on board. I'm still loving this. I'm still watching it, and recommend it to their friends. So,
well, there you go. Keep it up then, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. May Disney never run out of money to pay for
Whole
your
company. Yeah.
And then finally, Doctor Who, lost episodes, found, recovered. This used to be, this was legend for a long time that these were gone. And as usual, someone actually found some shite and it's going to be made into whatever. So what do we know about these? What's the deal?
So for years, there used to be a 100 and some plus, 106 episodes that had gone missing. And the BBC back in the day, they needed space, so they just wiped and threw out all these VHS copies, or not VHS, but the video copies of the Doctor Who episodes from the first and second Doctor Who. And people thought they were lost forever. There's some great stories in there, including the first regeneration of the Doctor in the series, from Hartnell to Patrick Troughton.
Right.
And rumors for years have circulated that these are all stored somewhere, that people are going to uncover them. But the number of people searching for them and the interest level has been relatively low. But now that we're in the 50th year celebration of Doctor Who, people are taking a lot more interest in this. And then probably about 6 months ago, someone uncovered nine lost episodes in a vault in Ethiopia.
What?
Or it's either Ethiopia or Nigeria.
What the heck, dude?
Here's the thing, and this is why people who say, "Oh, those remaining 97 are lost forever," they're not, because what happened was, even though the BBC wiped their video library, they still made copies onto film to distribute to other countries so that they could air Doctor Who in their country. So, you know, a film copy probably came to the U.S. to PBS. PBS then made, either sent it out via satellite or made copies on 3/4 inch or whatever to send out to their local PBS stations. And if those local PBS stations kept their copies, those missing episodes may be around somewhere. And then if anyone ever watched any episodes while they aired and made copies on their Betamax or whatever that they were doing, even 3/4, those are probably sitting in a garage somewhere as well. So I really think that all of those missing episodes are simply misplaced. They haven't been completely destroyed. And I really think that if the BBC would say, hey, we're going to pay $1 million to whoever can come up with this lost episode of The 10th Planet, where Hartnell transfers into a Troughton, I bet you we would have that in 3 months. I bet you it would show up. Now, the cool thing about these nine lost episodes is the BBC kept this so quiet and denied all the rumors until last Thursday, when they said, hey, these nine new episodes are here, and guess what? You can get them remastered on iTunes today, or you can wait a few more months and get them on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, wow.
So if people are interested in these lost episodes, go over to iTunes. You can find them now.
I should have, you know, when that Nigerian prince emailed me and said, I've got nine lost Doctor Who episodes in a vault, I should have believed him and replied.
Yeah, yeah. So there were, if you go back and look, there were 28 countries that these films were shipped to, including China and the United States. So I'm going to bet that we're going to find even more of these as we get closer to November and into next year with the introduction of a new Doctor.
Wow. All right. Big stuff afoot.
It is. It really is cool.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm always called out for not getting my Doctor Who information right. It's because I have hardly seen any of it, folks. But this even excites me. I love the idea of unearthing.
Oh, yeah. Lost treasure.
Stuff
it's always
like
cool.
That's great. Yeah. It's very cool. As always, amazing stuff coming out of Major Spoilers and out of Steven's little brain. Big brain.
Oh.
Not little brains. Big brain. Big old brain. and we love it. It's always good to have you on. Anything going on in your neck of the woods that we should tell
folks
about?
The Major Spoilers costume contest. People have until October 31st to enter. Get yourself in a costume and get some pictures and send it your way. You could win an iPad, or you could win a really cool Legion of Superheroes action figure set. So go sign up. You can enter as many times as you like, but you have to be in a different costume each time. But you can enter as many times as you like. October 31st is the cutoff, so even if you're out on Halloween Eve all dressed up as Boba Fett or whatever, Brian, you can still send your entry in before midnight on the 31st. Of course, that's Central Time, not Mountain Time, because, you know.
Very nice. yes, please enter. Enter to win. Walk away with a handful of amazing prizes. That's what we'd like you to do, folks.
Yep,
Major Spoilers on Twitter, majorspoilers.com, and new Comic Dorks on Thursday. I'm excited about that.
Yay! Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about some of this news that came out of the Comic Cons recently.
Absolutely. Sure. So look for that. That'll be coming up later this week. Steven Schleicher, thanks so much. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you, guys.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Steven. Always a pleasure. And let's jump straight into emails. And it looks like they're brought to us by this.
By the Final Score, the video game podcast for the rest of us, where Nicole, Brian, and Scott talk about the games of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but not necessarily in that order. See what I did there? Yeah. Subscribe at finalscoreshow.com today.
Eric was our guest because Nicole is in, I think she's still on Wednesday, but she's in Missouri all week and flying that day. So we had Eric on.
I thought she wasn't doing the work and the travel thing anymore.
She's not. She's just there to visit her
family or something. Oh, okay.
Yeah, her dad still lives there. And
gotcha.
He's going through some medical stuff.
Mizra.
Yeah. And they took the baby, and he seems to be doing fine.
Good.
I keep saying baby's almost two. I got a quick
call
on baby.
Yeah, I know. Well.
Not a baby anymore. I want to give a couple of shout-outs here before we get to the actual emails at hand. One is to friend of the program, Joey Image, who is a wrestler, as you recall, a professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A big fan of the show, and we've had him on. I've actually called in a couple of times. He got in an accident and broke his neck.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yikes. Now, it's not so bad that he's, you know, paralyzed or anything like that, but his doctor basically said to him, which would you rather do, continue wrestling or be paralyzed for the rest of your life or something like that?
Oh, wow.
And the point being, you got to quit wrestling or else you're really going to hurt yourself. So I know he's at a bit of a crossroads right now, and I just want him to know we're thinking about him. We hope everything works out for the best. One of the downsides of such a physical thing is, you know, eventually something's going to snap if you're unlucky. Yikes. It sounds like you got a little unlucky there. So anyway, Joey, we hope you're doing better, man, and keep us informed how things are going. Also, a quick birthday announcement, an actual birth of Liliana Esther. Is that how you would say Liliana? Yeah.
Sure.
Frank is her dad, just born. Thrilled for those guys. Thanks for letting us know about it. And happy...
Congratulations.
Yeah, happy birthing day.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. What else do you do for a baby's birthday? Diapers. Happy diaper time. I don't know. Whatever it is. here we go. Got an email from John Bauer, who had 24 hours to send this email. He said,
I know.
Dear Shaq and Bono. Weird. It's a weird combination. I never had the flu until 2009 when I went to PAX Prime and got the swine flu. That was a bad year. Everybody, in fact, Scott Kurtz, who's also on Comic Dorks, got the worst flu of his entire life that year and was stuck in a hotel for like 5 days. It was real bad. That was the year it broke out. Anyway, I would imagine BlizzCon will be a similar condition to PAX, and you may want to consider getting the shot before BlizzCon. Too late, I already did. He says, I'm 33 and I have never had the flu shot until this year. The reason I got them this year is because my wife is having a baby tomorrow on 10-10. Congrats to you guys as well. I got the shot about a week ago and have been fine so far. I just thought I'd give you another perspective. Love the PlayStation exclusive baseball game, though. John Bauer.
The show.
The show, nice. Right. Nicely done. Nicely done. You may have won that whole thing. We might shut this down now. That was pretty good.
We're not taking down Love the Show, though. That's a permanent
pretty, pretty good.
Thing.
By the way, that's if really the guy good. Who still does the guy who still listens to the show, who originally coined the phrase Love the Show, though, in that email, are you still listening? Because if you are, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because you created a beast, man. You had no idea what you were doing.
He should at least get a free T-shirt.
Yeah, something. I'll send you a big prize package. You just let me know who you are, and we'll hook you up.
Right. It was a Twitter post, was it? No, it was an email.
It was an email, and he said, I mean, his intent has always been different than everybody else's, but it was like, you guys are suck at this, or this thing you said was dumb, but love the show, though. Like, and it, you know, I don't want that original meaning to ever get lost. So I'd love to hear from you, whoever you are. Yeah. I don't have his name anymore.
Fantastic.
Jason D. from Connecticut.
Connecticut.
He says, sites that only do one thing as a subject. He says, all it does is it has two cute, funny characters sporadically saying thank you up until 1 million times with a counter letting you know how many times they have said it. So I'm going to just open this up and we can hear a bit of it. Oops.
I'll put it in the tadpole after you open it up.
Here we go.
So we don't kill it.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's see.
Before you have a chance to load it.
Okay, it's loading. Here we go. You deserve
thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, I can't look at that anymore. Chat room, you go ahead.
Sounds like Animaniacs for some reason.
They are these little animated bunnies that are just yelling at each other, and it's great.
That's actually pretty funny.
That's pretty good. Thank you for that, Jason D. That if that is your rapper name.
Yo.
That's it for emails. Yo. Submit your own. We like to read them. themorningstream@gmail.com. And that's a Monday show.
That's how you do it, folks. That's how you do a Monday show.
Yeah, not bad, I think. I think we did all right, considering. Thank you, everybody, for helping us out. Scott Fletcher, Alpha Geek Radio, Eric and Steven today. Always good to have you guys on. Love Mondays. Go check us out on the web, frogpants.com/TMS. Everything you need to know is right there. Like I said, you can email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. And, of course, Twitter is a place we can all be found. I'm at Scott Johnson. Brian's at Coverville. And the show as at, is at Morning Stream. Tomorrow, brand new show. We should have Jerry. We should have Fitness Geek and a whole bunch of other stuff. We got a phone call from Cleo doing the burger thing or the nugget thing
something.
We'll play that tomorrow. Excited about that. I can't think of
it. I was going to say, is she asking for big onions, but not if she's doing nuggets?
I actually haven't heard it yet. I'm going to totally play it no matter what it is. So
Yeah. I say we don't listen to it until we listen to it live.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Yeah, I might go in there and check it for gaps and just clean it up, but not actually listen to the main parts, and then
it'll
be good. You're just going to have to trust me. You're going to have to trust me. Let it go, Indiana. Let it go. Okay. Remember that? No. When he was trying to reach for the...
Oh, yes. Let it go, Indiana.
Let it go, Indiana. And for at first, he wouldn't call him Junior. Let it go, Junior.
We named the dog Indiana. You ever lose your car keys?
That sword belongs in a museum, Dad.
It's my Scott Johnson impersonation,
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right. Details coming up soon on our improv record between Vince Gilligan and... we'll let you guys know how
George
that goes.
Lucas, yeah.
Yeah, great. It'll be great. It'll be called Night Attack of the Clones. There you go. Breaking
Night Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, there you go. That's not bad. All right, let's get out of here. Do you have a song or something?
I do. Okay. I do. Right. This will mellow you out for a Monday, man.
Great,
man. This goes out to Matt in Wisconsin, don't you know? Greetings, Shichi and Borscht, Russian cabbage and beet soups, respectively. I know Borscht. Ugh. I didn't know the first one. I love Borscht. On or about the 13th of October, I shall have completed 41 years of dwelling upon the spheroidal chunk of rock we call home, and I would like to mark the occasion by sharing a request with you and all the listeners of TMS. I have been a French horn player for over 30 of those 41 years and would love to share something from a recording series called The London Sound, produced by Calla Records. In it, there are adaptations of various works, both classical and contemporary, arranged for a group of just one instrument in the orchestra with some piano and percussion thrown in per album. As I said, I'm a horn player, and I believe that the first track on London Horn Sound, Titanic Fantasy, shows off what the instrument is really capable of. But it's a bit on the long side for TMS's format at over 9 minutes, so I understand if that one's not feasible. Perhaps Caravan or one of the other pop style selections would be better. Thanks for your consideration in advance. Although my cardiac muscle will continue to pump, I continue to derive mirth from the format of your vocal emissions, Matt in Wisconsin.
Wow. That was
so he's pointing out things like Caravan and all these classical pieces. He neglects to point out that there is a cover on this album of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody done with French horn. So I said, well, that's obviously what I've got to play for this, right?
Fits right in.
The London Horn Sound featuring Jeffrey Simon from the 2009 album. Here is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Sounds good to me. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole new show. Please come back and join us, everybody. Bye.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
I just had brain fart.